I'm Rona Tarrant. Senate Republicans say an FBI report finds no evidence to support sexual assault allegations against U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. However, Democrats say the five-day inquiry was incomplete because it was limited by the White House. Michael Avenatti, the lawyer who represents Julie Swetnick, who alleged she witnessed Kavanaugh drunk and harassing women in the 1980s, blamed the White House and Senate Republicans for limiting the review. Kavanaugh has denied claims he sexually harassed or attacked women. At a court hearing to answer allegations of covering up sexual abuse by members of the clergy, Chilean Cardinal Ricardo Azzati invoked his right against self-incrimination. The Chilean prosecutor's office issued a subpoena in July after conducting several raids of diocesan offices. In a statement released by the Archdiocese of Santiago, Cardinal Azzati said at the suggestion of his lawyers he would use his right to remain silent until authorities issue a ruling on their request for a definitive dismissal of the charges against him. Russian spies have been accused of involvement in a series of cyber plots across the globe, leading the US to level charges against seven agents. The US Justice Department said targets included the global chemical weapons watchdog, anti-doping agencies, and a US nuclear company. The allegations are part of an organized pushback against alleged Russian cyber attacks around the world. Russia has denied the allegations. Archbishop Charles Chaput of Philadelphia has told the Youth Synod that the phrase LGBTQ should be avoided in official church documents. The Archbishop, one of five US bishops attending the Synod, said that the church doesn't categorize people by their sexual orientation and the phrase should be avoided. It follows the use of the phrase in the working document for the Synod, which organizers say came from a document written by young consultants. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.